Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in God's Word. Today we're in Psalm 119, verse number 57. We're in a new stanza called Cheth. We read, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word." So beautiful. As he's declaring here, the psalmist is saying how God himself is his portion, is the part that he deems as being so important, divided out to himself, that he called the Lord his portion. I pray and hope that all of us consider the Lord being our portion, the portion of life that we long for, that we desire, what we get behind and that we love so much is the Lord himself. But what I'd like to bring your attention to is that two little words, M-Y, my, that personal pronoun. See, that personal pronoun is so important for the Word of God to come alive in our life. He says, he's my portion. Otherwise, the Lord himself belongs to me. It's almost like David in Psalm 23. I think all of us know this psalm, very familiar psalm. It's a beautiful psalm where he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Again, that personal pronoun where he's come to the place of knowing that the Lord is being, he's Lord over his life. He submitted himself to God. He says, "The Lord God is my shepherd. He's the one that's going to look over me and provide for me and take care for me. And I'm going to submit my life to the great shepherd, to the good shepherd, the Lord himself." You know, the thing is so beautiful as you read through Psalm 23, and if you get time today, you might take a moment to ponder it, to look at it. But the beautiful thing is, as you read through it, you see all these great things God has for him. Even as he finishes up in verse 6, he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And then he says, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That word, "I will," is very emphatic. That David was saying, "I'm going to. This is going to happen. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The only reason why the psalmist was so confident was due to the fact in verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Even as within our psalm, Psalm 119, verse 57, we read that, "Thou art my portion, O Lord." So often in the psalm, we'll see the same thing in Psalm 16:5. We read, "The Lord is my portion of my inheritance and my cup, and thou maintainest my lot." In Psalm 73, verse 26, it says, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." In Psalm 142, verse 5, he says, "I cried unto thee, O Lord, and I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24, we read, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him." And so we see this throughout the Bible as men and women have decided to follow the Lord and say, you know, that's what my life is going to be all about. Even as it says in Lamentation, I love how he says, because he's made the Lord his portion, he says, "Therefore I will have hope in him." You know, people who put the Lord first, people who seek him, truly are men and women who have tremendous hope because they know where they're going. They know the person that they put their hope in, and they've found him to be trustworthy, that you can count on him. And certainly that's who God is he's a God of sure hope. It tells us here in our verse, he says, not only the Lord is my portion, he says, I have said, that I will keep your word. Boy, that's pretty strong language, isn't it? Saying that I have said, I will keep thy word. Very, very, I think, desirous of our lives that we would purpose in our hearts the best that we can is to keep God's word. You know, sometimes that's difficult. When circumstances of life get hard, we have a tendency to choose to follow the Lord or maybe stray away. I pray that we, as his disciples, as the Lord, following the Lord, that we would choose, even as the psalmist has said, that he will make that determined to keep God's word, no matter what the circumstances of life might throw us. even as in the book of Joshua, way back so many years ago, in Joshua 24, another great chapter to read over, in verse 15, we read, "And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers serve that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whom land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." See that the decision that Joshua was making, even the decision that our psalm, in our verse here, verse 57, that they are making a determination to keep God's word. As you go on in Joshua, verse 18, it says, "The Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwell in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord. He is our God." In verse 21, "And the people said to Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord." See, his life, Joshua, because he made it a determination to serve the Lord, he affected other people's life. You're saying, how could I, you know, affect my neighbor? How could I affect other family members? Just stay consistent. Don't be, you know, waffling back and forth in your commitment to the Lord. Stay consistent and determined that you're going to keep God's word. And as you do that, God will truly bless you. Again, in Joshua chapter 24, verse 24, we read, "And the people said to Joshua, The Lord our God, we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day. And they set a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up underneath the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for he hath heard all the words of the Lord which is spoken unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest we deny your God." You know, it's a tragic thing when people deny the Lord. In our verse, we saw in verse 57 the determination that the psalmist had to keep God's word. I pray that this day, that we would choose, that we would make right choices to keep God's word hidden within our life, that we will allow God's word to be real in our presence, time, and situations, no matter what we might be going through, realizing that God so wants to bless us, and he'll bless us as we seek him. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.